Today on Gardening in a Minute, scale insects. Scale insects are serious pests of ornamental plants. The most damaging kinds are armored scales, soft scales, and mealybugs. Scales can cause damage by sucking plant fluids from leaves, stems, and even roots. Heavily infested plants look unhealthy and produce little new growth. Scales are hard to see because they often hide under leaves and on branches. Infested leaves may look yellow from the top. A black coating called sooty mold may be on the leaves or branches. Sooty mold grows on the waist of some scales and other soft-bodied insects. Scales can be controlled with horticultural oil sprays. Apply insecticides when eggs have hatched to help control outbreaks. Natural enemies can also help control scale insects. Be sure to identify the pest before treating and always follow all label instructions. For more information about insect pests, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, southern peas. Southern peas are a group of delicious vegetables that belong to the bean family. These peas were first cultivated in India and Africa and were a staple of ancient Greek and Roman diets. There are three types of southern peas: crowder, black-eyed, and cream. Crowders have a robust flavor. Cream peas are more mild, and the flavor of black-eyed peas is somewhere in the middle. Like all legumes, southern peas have the ability to fix atmospheric nitrogen, meaning they produce their own, but some supplemental nitrogen will still be required. Plant your peas after all danger of frost has passed. Southern peas can survive drought, but mulch will help the soil retain needed moisture. Harvest your peas frequently to encourage continuous flowering and pod production, and enjoy your tasty peas. For more information about vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, greening your lawn. We all like a green lawn, but in the summer, grass often turns yellow. If you have centipede, bahia, or St. Augustine grass, you may notice this problem. It's caused not by heat or a need for water, but a lack of nitrogen. But fertilizing with nitrogen in the summer is not always a good idea, since it can encourage insect and disease problems. Plus, frequent rain can cause nutrients to bypass the grass's roots and pollute our groundwater. So this summer, instead of a complete fertilizer, apply iron sulfate or chelated iron to your lawn. These products come in liquid and granular forms and are both easy to apply. Be sure to follow label instructions and you'll have that dark green color you desire. For more information about lawn care, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, wasps. You may think of wasps as pests, but they're actually helpful. Wasps are beneficial because they attack harmful insects found around homes and gardens, like houseflies and caterpillars. Some wasps, such as mud daubers, usually won't sting unless touched or bothered, but hornets and yellow jackets are more aggressive when disturbed. Paper wasps build nests on the undersides of large-leaved plants and other sheltered locations, so pay attention when working in your landscape. Don't ever walk barefoot in the yard, and keep sweet items like soft drinks and ripe fruits covered or indoors. If you spot a wasp nest on or near your house, you may want to spray it with an insecticide that includes pyrethrum. Apply it at night and from a distance. For more information about wasps, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, native plants. Native plants are often a good bet for the Florida gardener. A wide range of native plants could work in your landscape, from vines and ground covers to shrubs, trees, and palms. Some popular natives in Florida include beautyberry, coral honeysuckle, kunti, and Chickasaw plum. Any of these sound familiar? You've probably seen them in your neighbor's landscape or your own. You can now find many improved and selected varieties of your favorite natives. Ask your local nursery what natives they have for the conditions in your landscape. Native plants can be a good source of food for wildlife. Remember that natives, like all plants, are more likely to thrive when they're planted in the right place. Use them correctly, and your garden should flourish. For more information about native plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.